Okay, as I say, we'll begin with a daily thought. We have been steering away from a daily halakha and turning our attention to the Avinu Malkeinu, as we've been saying in the evening, to give some context, perhaps some flavor to that which we're reciting. And we now turn to, good evening, good to see your faces. We now turn to the fourth Avinu Malkeinu that we've been saying responsively, which is Avinu Malkeinu Shalach Refuah Shleima L'Chole Amecha, which is our Father, our King, send complete healing to the sick among your people. And there are, of course, in each of these Avinu Malkeinus, we could put pressure on each of the terms, each of the words, for the profundity that lies in their formulation. But it strikes me, the very first one, Shlach Refuah Shleima, send healing. When we say the Amida, we say quite clearly to Hashem, Rafa'enu Hashem, v'nei rafa, heal us, God. And in the Avinu Malkeinu, we don't say heal us, God. We say Shlach Refuah Shleima, send healing to your people. And while there are, I'm sure, a number of ways to read that formulation, it strikes me particularly in our context, when we are thinking of first responders and those who are on the front lines in hospitals and at emergency centers. I don't know if the Navy ship, the USS Comfort, is still here in New York. It went back?
Yes.
So I'm sure they are still dealing with the ill and infirm in various ways. But it strikes me that what we're praying in Avinu Malkeinu is when there is this sense of distance, when we refer to God as Malkeinu, this isn't our daily encounter with God. As in the Amida, when we say Rafa'inu Hashem and we feel like we're in conversation, this is a moment when we say Avinu Malkeinu, there is a moment of either crisis or critical distance we feel, and we call out Shlach, just even if it's not you, even if I don't feel your presence in my space, that I'm saying, Rafa'inu Hashem, I'm asking that you send it my way. Which is, of course, why we are so grateful for all those who have gone into harm's way to make sure that they can give healing, to give that refuah to those who are in need. We could also turn our attention to why it says, Shlach refuah shleima. Why do we ask for complete healing? As if God would cheat us and say, Shlach refuah, and God says, okay, I sent some, but I'm not doing it all unless you say it. Why do we put focus on Shlema? We could talk about that perhaps another evening. But now we'll turn our attention to Maariv. And I will...